If you're a patient at Munson Medical Center, it's becoming more likely that the sound of a harp might drift into your room. And the man who built a number of the hospital's harps took up the craft after his wife's first battle with cancer. Emily Bright visited Jerry Wares at his home, and she filed this report.
10 years ago, Jerry Wares' wife, Marilyn, decided to learn the harp. Jerry got online and bought her one that he thought looked pretty nice. But the harp didn't sound very good. He was 73 at the time. He'd been a fine woodworker all of his life. He'd made the beds and blanket chests in their house and in the houses of their grown children.
So I thought, well, that's mostly wood. I must be able to make one if I put my mind to it. So I spent a couple of months studying harps and why they they need to do what they do. And after making my first one, she took it to her class. Everybody loved it so much that I've now made, in the last 10 years, over 300 harps.
Jerry and Marilyn usually have at least 15 handmade harps standing throughout the house. These are big instruments. Jerry makes them using cherry and walnut and mahogany, and many of them have beautiful braided inlay running down the center. Inside most of his harps, right where the strings are the shortest, Jerry carves a little heart.
This is something that I take a lot of pride in. My wife would like to help me do some of the work on these harps, but I don't let her touch them. She can have them after I have them done, but it says my name on it. I make it 100% with my own two hands.
And do you play at all?
I don't have any musical ability whatsoever.
The harp class Marilyn Ware signed up for was for cancer survivors. Both Jerry and Marilyn are cancer survivors. In the year before the harp class, Marilyn's breast cancer came back for the second time. They were also struck by a family tragedy.
We lost a son. He was 37 years old when he died. And so it was a very bad time for Jerry and I because I had just had a mastectomy for my cancer. And so I had to throw myself into something that would occupy my time 100% of the day.
Marilyn now plays her harp for people in hospitals and nursing homes and at fundraisers for the American Breast Cancer Society. Whenever she plays, Jerry goes with her. He carries the harp, which typically weighs about 25 pounds. A few years ago, he surprised her with a special one.
And when I came home, he had painted it pink, and it's just beautiful, and it's breathtaking, really. When I pull that out of the bag, you know, to a group of 200 to 300 women, they just love it.
A single harp takes Jerry 70 hours of sawing and planing and sanding, and his hands aren't what they used to be.
I have a lot of arthritis, and when I'm working on harps, I don't have any pain. I don't have any problems. It's just all gone. It's more therapy to me than anything else. I get asked to do other things constantly, and I keep telling them, no, can't do it because I only make harps now, and I'm not going to do anything else. I'm 83, and I'm going to make harps.
Do you ever think you'll retire?
No. I've retired 3 times already. It doesn't work. Feel that.
Oh my gosh, that's like glass. That's so smooth. That must take you forever.
I work hard on it, just the way I am. After 50 years of trying to get a perfect finish, I think I finally made it.
In Traverse City, I'm Emily Bright for Interlochen Public Radio.
Emily Bright was part of our storytelling workshop offered this summer at the Interlochen College of Creative Arts. This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen.